Hey, it's Justin, and I have a big announcement and personal invitation for you. This May, we're inviting a small group of people to Austin to learn how to grow their wealth tax-free and get access to some of my personal friends and experts in the industry. We did something similar last year, and the feedback was incredible, so we set aside a few tickets for non-Mastermind members to join us for this event. You'll spend some time learning from Garrett Gunderson, the brilliant and hilarious mind behind Money Unmasked and the New York Times and Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Killing Sacred Cows, and one of my favorite books, What Would the Rockefellers Do? He's going to share his insights on how to grow your assets tax-free with life insurance. And you'll also get some time with Rob Dial, the mastermind behind the Mindset Mentor podcast, who will share with you how to find fulfillment in success. Then you'll get to participate in a special investment presentation, in-depth discussions, and breakout sessions on two crucial yet often overlooked topics: personalized tax strategies and wealth building. Plus, when you register, you'll have the opportunity to attend a one-day course the day before on vetting deals. If you want to learn our process so that you can make great decisions, there's no better teacher than Hans Box. This is our most requested topic, and it'll be an exceptional course. Seats for the course and the one-day event are limited, so if you're interested, please grab your ticket today. I always say you're just one connection, one decision, and one strategy away from true freedom, and I look forward to helping you on your journey. Head over to lifestyleinvestor.com/live or click the link around this video and secure your ticket now before we sell out. Hope to see you in Austin this May. Once again, that's lifestyleinvestor.com/live. I can't wait to see you there. Now, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Lifestyle Investor Podcast. Imagine being able to earn passive income, build long-term wealth, while gaining total freedom from your business or job. That's what lifestyle investing is all about. I'm your host, Justin Donald, and in less than 2 years, my investments drove enough passive income for both my wife and me to quit our jobs. And now I want to show you how to do the same. I want to teach you how to create wealth without creating a job. You'll learn the exact same investment strategies I use to multiply my net worth to over 8 figures, all before the age of 40. If you want to learn all about low-risk cash flow investing, achieve financial freedom, and live the life you truly desire, this podcast is going to show you exactly how to do it. Today, I'm speaking with Bobby Castro. Bobby started his entrepreneurial journey with a modest 9th grade education and a small but significant $1,700 gift from his mother-in-law. This initial capital became the seed for founding Bankers Healthcare Group, BHG, in 2001, a venture that would grow his net worth to over $500 million. Under his guidance, BHG flourished to achieve a $1 billion exit. Beyond BHG, Bobby, alongside his wife Sophie, founded Ortsat Capital Group. This family office oversees a multifamily real estate portfolio valued at over $700 million, encompassing more than 2,500 units that generate over $500,000 in positive cash flow each month. In this episode, you'll learn Bobby's transformation from a waiter grappling with financial difficulties to the architect of a $1 billion business empire, how Bobby shifted from a quitter's mindset to an unstoppable force fueled by focus and dedication, and how the super rich think about money and why most people never achieve true wealth and freedom. One more thing before we get to today's interview. I talked with Bobby to see if I could convince him if there was anything that he could give our lifestyle investor community. It turns out he's got 2 special offers. First, he's giving away a free digital version of his book. The book is called Upsiders, and it's all about ending the confusion in your life, killing your distractions, and creating habits that make permanent change. Secondly, he's built a supportive community for business and real estate professionals, and anyone is welcome to join for free. If you're struggling to build your business, find the right resources to learn about real estate investing, or simply just feeling stuck in life and need a little bit of support and guidance, then this is another fantastic community that offers a ton of value. To gain access to today's special offer, visit lifestyleinvestor.com/176. Thanks for listening. And without further delay, my conversation with Bobby Castro. Hey, Bobby, so good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Justin.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. We've talked about for a little while getting you on the show and learning more about you and your story. And I just have to say, I've heard your name for a while. We've got a lot of mutual friends, and many of them have told me about you over the years. So it's funny that it took us this long to connect and get you on the show. But that said, your story is one of the coolest and most inspiring stories of any entrepreneur that I've met. So I can't wait to just have you unfold all the cool things that have gone on in your life.
Well, thank you for those kind comments. And, you know, for the ones that will listen and the ones that are listening right now, this is all true factual stories. But more so, I want everyone to really focus, Justin, of how that progression leads to outcomes.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I do think that it's important that we have a focus on outcomes. In fact, at the end of every episode that we do, I talk about taking one step and what is that one step that you're going to take some form of action on. So we can definitely get into that. But I'd love to hear how you figured out, first and foremost, that you were an entrepreneur. How early was that in life?
Yeah, super early. So my mother, she was a waitress all her life. She's still around. She's 84 years old. She's amazing. She's definitely the anchor and the core of my life. And she was a waitress all her life. Before Denny's, it used to be called Sambo's. And my mother worked in the graveyard shift practically from midnight to 7 a.m. And that awesome waitress that used to wait on you, I'm sure when you get done with a wedding, whatever, that was my mom. And from there, she walked home. She didn't drive home because there was no car to drive home. And we lived close to the restaurants. And then practically 4 o'clock, she got into another uniform to Pasquale's, an Italian restaurant. And she walked there as well. And she was a waitress at this Italian restaurant. And I saw my mom all my life give value to others and just working for that 18%, meaning no matter how difficult your personality is, no matter how bad of a day she had, and we grew up financially struggling like a lot of people that are going to be listening to this podcast or are listening right now. We lived on food stamps, government assistance, just like a lot of people. And I witnessed my mom doing this all her life. And at ninth grade, that was not high school, it was junior high, Justin, I told my mom, I said, Mom, school's not for me, because I was struggling in school, because I just, even today, it takes some time to put things together. And I have to ask a lot of questions to really understand it. So at ninth grade, I just finished the ninth grade and I left school and I started in the footsteps of my mother. Instantly, I knew I wanted something a lot more than what and how it was during growing up. There was fleas, there was roaches, there was a lot of things, no electricity, no water. I don't say that lightly or exaggerate on it. I made who I was because I said, this is just not normal. There's something better. And the reason I knew there was something better, my mother, including me, when I was a waiter, when I started a company that I eventually sold for $1 billion, raising no money, et cetera, I found out to be true because I used to wait on people that actually entrepreneurs and business owners that appeared to have success, and some of them actually did have success, but I was skewed. And I got fascinated really quick on the profiles that had these dynamic personalities, these profiles that had an ego, that I eventually learned the ego's not your amigo, that had this big shiny Rolex, had a Mercedes, BMW, whatever. And I was fixated on it. And I called them in my book, Upsiders, flash dancers. I wanted to be a flash dancer. And I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So it's an exciting time, but yet it was a very confusing time that really did more damage in my life, which I'm very grateful at 56 years old, looking back of those mistakes, more so grateful for the lessons. It took me a while to stop repeating them. And that's when I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's cool that you have learned a lot of these lessons. Now, with the flash dancers, I think for a lot of new entrepreneurs that come into money, or I mean, even on the business professional side. So let's say you're not even an entrepreneur, you're coming into money. This is more money you've ever had, you know, especially as you graduate college and get promotions and all this. You said that there's a disease aspect to it. And I totally think that is like consumerism itself is a disease. And we got to be careful that we use it for the good and we don't overconsume, right? We don't.
Yep, absolutely.
We don't spend money for the show, for the flash, to become a flash dancer for the sake of doing it. Because I also think at a certain point, when you become successful enough, you know, let's call it on paper financially, I think we have an obligation to be able to help others and use those dollars in a way that's not just for our own consumption.
Relationship with money. A lot of people have a different type of relationship with money, for good, bad, and ugly. And I had a relationship with money that just that, being a flash dancer, until I started realizing the power of money and how to leverage money. And one stat I would love to just shoot out, if I may, with your permission.
Sure.
It's crazy. There's a lot of flash dancers. A flash dancer is basically what you just outlined. Spending money they don't have, having things they can't afford to have, just to have it for the sake of doing good. And we have a lot of that, unfortunately, in social media. So check this out. One penny, one lousy penny that most will walk over and not pick up. Matter of fact, even if you offer it to a homeless person, they'll throw it back at you, being insulted. But let me just explain the relationship with money. This is one data point of many. One penny a day compounded every day for a lousy 30 days equals over $5 million. Now, when you really think about the power of compounding and leveraging your money instead of spending your money, this is how the wealthy get wealthy, and this is how you can impact the world. This is what I found out to be fully true when we became financially free. See, a lot of people seeing Sophie and I exit a company, selling it for $1 billion, but they have no clue for the last 20 years before exiting for $1 billion, how we were compounding wealth, having a relationship with money, and more so, not losing ourselves to money. There was a time that Bobby worked for money instead of the money working for me. See, money amplifies who you really are at the moment. And you see a lot of people lost, having not a relationship with money, and they're just either blowing it, they're being extremely in debt, and they're not ever going to create anything other than misery, depression, and self-destruct their lives like I did, including almost getting divorced many times. I've been married 33 years, together 34 years. I almost screwed it up not once, twice, many times. And I go heavily in the book. So that with a relationship with the money, everyone thinks money brings happiness, money brings joy, money brings resources and access. It allows you that flexibility, but it does not bring you happiness. I can assure you of that. I thought it would, and it didn't.
Yeah, you know, that's a profound statement, because for most people, until they realize that themselves, like you have this big expectation that you build a company, you sell it, and then all of a sudden you're going to feel just amazing. It's like everything you ever dreamed of. And unfortunately, it is exactly, I mean, it's so far away from that, that I find that most people, even inside the Lifestyle Investor community, it's such a flip-flop from reality, because it's not that, because money didn't solve it. And now, not only did it not solve it, you had these grandiose plans that it would. So it's so far from the truth of what happens. And it leaves a lot of people who come into money really depressed.
It does. Justin, let me tell you a stat that my wife and I are up against. In Las Vegas, is betting on that we get it wrong, and the odds are in their favor. Sophie and I created an event in our life. Over 73% chance my family's going to blow it, meaning that my daughter, my son, and their spouses are going to blow it off, blow it all, and they don't have a relationship with money, and nothing is in there for our generations. The chances are very high that's going to happen. My wife and I have a 100-year legacy plan that we want to make sure our children don't live this money life. If you meet my children, you will have no clue that maybe they have some economics within the family. They're very humble. They're being coached on every single day from Dr. Orlando and his team. I'm being coached on one-on-one to make sure we continue to grow, 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 and not have this money machine become a machine in our life to determine our happiness, our direction. And it's a battle we have on our hands, because I have grandchildren now. And I'm telling you, man, when I got that first wire transfer, and it was a big wire transfer, I was not even fazed. My wife, well, full transparency, she was very emotional, extremely over emotional, the most I've ever seen her, because she felt bad for her family. She had a different reaction than I. I really didn't, because I passed that mark some years ago. And a lot of people say, well, Bobby, man, you seem like you're so cool. You wear an Apple Watch, you just pair of jeans. I've learned my lesson of having a not having money control me. I was a money junkie. All I wanted was a transaction, money to go buy a Rolex. First, it was a fake Rolex. Justin, see what I got? I won't tell you, but I'm going to flex like this. And I lived that life, which is called a lie. I lived it. I almost destroyed my marriage, my life, and so many relationships along the way. I am grateful for those mistakes. I am grateful for that younger Bobby. I am also grateful for the other Bobby that learned the lesson. So watch, guys, watch this money situation. When you're combing through social media and you're waking up and you're scrolling, you're seeing all the parties, you're seeing all this flexing, there's not happiness there, guys. The most important thing is that, what do you want out of your life? How do you feel? Forget about how other people feel about you, how you're trying to impress them. I see so many people, Justin, I know I'm getting off topic. I go to the mall and I see them in line at the Gucci store, then at the line on the Louis Vuitton. And I know the behavior. That was me. And I'm saying, there's a good chunk of people here that may not be able to afford this. Why are they doing that? Because you're only buying that symbol that's on that buckle, not because it feels good. Because I see these beautiful ladies in this beautiful shoe that they pay $1,000. And 10 minutes later, they take it off because it's so uncomfortable. But everyone's buying this stuff for the purpose of someone else seeing them having good things or flexing. And I don't think that's personal growth. I think you will never create wealth if you're on that path.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that, there's a mindset shift that needs to happen, but it's an internal thing, right? So there's a compensation for maybe not having as strong of a self-image as others. So someone with a very high self-esteem, self-image, they don't need the external to validate who they are. They don't need possessions and people, right? Anything externally to validate who they are. But a lot of people, I think, don't have that. They seek their validation in other things, in spending money, and what people will think. And so that's the danger right there. So first of all, it's dangerous whether you have the money or not. But if you don't have the money, then you're spending money that you don't have to earn it, right?
Yeah, you know, and one thing I want to just squeeze in there, and I know I can go on and on with this, and this is for the ones who are listening, check this out, man. I'm gonna give you a path. I'm gonna give you a bona fide path, just my personal experience. I can't give you a testimonial of anyone else's life. How I used to give up on life, meaning that I would start a business, give up. I would say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna lose weight, whatever it is, I give up. Because what I used to do, Justin, I used to look at these individuals saying, wow, they got this, they earned this. Even the ones that really earned it and incredible outcomes. And I'm saying, wow, that's amazing. But then when we dig a little deeper, at least when I dug deeper, I said, wow, that's a lot of sacrifice. Oh my gosh, putting it all on the line. Like, my God, not going out no more, separating myself from some people. And then you start seeing what truly is involved. And I used to quit on it. That's why I never started. And then when I started, I gave up on it because I started realizing, oh my gosh, this is a lot of work. And then we just sit on the sideline and we become a fan of someone else's life. And I truly believe that's why people don't start. They settle. They quit. They're looking at a Bobby or a Justin today. They're not looking at the journey and the process to get here. And when they start digging further into that, they realize that's too much work. No way. I want it now. I need it now. I need the results now, because they have gotten themselves to the point where they're comparing their stage with someone else's stage, say like me here, and they're missing the most important theme, my brother, the middle part, the incredible yellow brick road to get there. It's a process. The process and the journey, it was the biggest turn on, and it is the biggest turn on for me today. It's so exciting. And that's why life has no ceilings. You can never reach perfect.
Oh, I love it. I love all these epiphanies and life lessons that you've realized along the way. You know, it's also interesting as you built your business. So generally, there are two ways that you're going to build a business. You're going to bootstrap it, where you're not raising money, you're using your own dollars, heavy reinvestment, or maybe that, you know, it's like a little bit from friends and family. Or you can go the venture capital route and you raise money. And maybe in time, it's many different series. Maybe private equity comes in. But at some point, there's an exit. You have partners, financial partners along the way. I did a really cool podcast episode with the Taylor brothers because they both started companies. They both sold their companies. One of them was VC-backed. One of them was bootstrapped. The numbers were all over the board, except the end of the story number, take-home dollars, were almost identical, which is so funny. But usually, when you hear a company had a $1 billion exit, I mean, almost every single time, this is a venture-backed company. This is a company that has raised money. And I am just so fascinated on how you could do, like, how on earth were you able to bootstrap something to over $1 billion exit? I'd love to talk through some of the growth mechanics.
Absolutely. So here we go. And for the ones listening, pay attention, man, because your minutes are non-refundable. You never get them back. So invest your minutes by digesting this. Look at the podcast again. Put your device away, put everything away and dial in because you're seeing somebody that has no motives. I'm not here to sell you anything. I have nothing to sell you. I am here to help another Bobby and Sophie. First, I would like to say, I've come to learn, Bobby, what you give energy, full energy, and what you give focus, full focus, only one thing is guaranteed to happen. It grows crazy big. Question is, what do you give energy and what do you give focus to? Bobby used to give a lot of focus and energy everywhere. That's why nothing grew. So what happened was I was a waiter at the Rusty Pelican in Miami on Key Biscayne, starting over again, living at my in-law's house. And before that, I was a train wreck. And then I just started. So I'm passing some stuff up. And then I got my act together. I got two jobs when I was unemployed. My wife was working. We had a little baby. And I was just that Bobby that wasn't, I was a lazy Bobby. I'm not, that Bobby is not the Bobby today. That's why constant growth is constant. Anyways, I get a job at the Rusty Pelican. I said, Justin, enough of my lying to myself, enough of starting to try to get from A to Z, skipping the process. I am going to win right here. Forget about where Justin is. Forget about where this flash dancer is. I am right here and I am going to win like a champion. I'm going to hit that ceiling. And when I hit the ceiling, I'm going to make sure I won completely before I go. I used to be a skipper. So anyways, I'm working at the Rusty Pelican Key Biscayne. And during the day, I'm selling memberships for the Better Business Bureau, a sales job, pure commission, waiting on tables, just like my mom, just like I used to do. Starting over. I used to be a classified junkie before that. My wife almost, when she was my girlfriend at the time, she almost left me because I actually had an addiction, no different of a narcotics or alcohol. My addiction was to classified ads. There was no internet back then. Any tagline in any classified national paper or local paper that said, become a millionaire, make $10,000 this month, whatever. I was a junkie, just like a needle in a vein. And I was sent away for the package and I would get all stimulated and just whatever. And nothing was going on to the point where my fingers were black and all that, to the point where it was almost a turnoff for my girlfriend, Sophie, who's my wife, because it was like nonstop, this blah, blah, blah. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. The big talker, the big shot, the big flash dancers, I freaking broke. She was getting turned off, not turned on. Long story short, I walk out of her mom and dad's house, and we're young, as you can imagine. A black Mustang on a weekday, on an afternoon, late afternoon, pulls up out of Pedro and Dixie's house. My in-laws, who are no longer around, the most amazing individual, especially Dixie. Boy, God connected me to Dixie, and I'll tell you why. I don't speak Spanish. My last name's Castro. My dad is Puerto Rican. My mother's Jewish and Irish. Never picked up Spanish. And Dixie, my mother-in-law, never spoke English. But we had this good connection. I burned a lot of bridges with a lot of relationships. No one believed in me, even to the point where I didn't believe in myself. So I'm starting over. But before I started over, the day happened, my ha-ha moment, there's only three that's in my life. Black Mustang pulls up. And we live here in South Florida. It was in the summer. Humidity is outrageous. Windows are rolled down on this black Mustang. And I talk about it in my book. And Sophie, my wife, is in the front seat driving. And she has the biggest smile to me. She's so red because it's so hot. And then there's somebody behind her, a little baby, maybe less than 1 year old. And that's my daughter, Priscilla, who's 33 years old now. And she's smiling at that red because it's so hot. And they had reverse fumes in the Mustang because it was a beat up car. And we used to drive with this reverse fumes coming in the air condition. That black Mustang was given to us that my in-laws had to bust their butt to buy us a Mustang because I was so friggin' lazy, full of excuses, full of the blah, blah, blah. I couldn't even get a car. I walk out that day, Justin, and it hit me, man. I don't know what happened. You can call it God. You can call it whatever you want. It hit me where I didn't feel shameful. I said, enough's enough. Enough's enough. And I was really a mess. Not on drugs. I was just a mess. I was a mess like a lot of people out there. Wants this success, but I can't figure it out. And I'm driving myself crazy, destroying everything around me and the lady I love. And I have a daughter now, dude. That day I said, enough. I'm living at their house, paying no rent. I'm living in the room. These people are busting their butt, blue collar workers. That day forever changed Bobby. The new Bobby came out. And this is where I started getting into personal growth. That Bobby got a job. His friggin' butt got a job at the Rusty Pelican, Key Biscayne, and got a second job selling memberships to Better Business Bureau during the day. I said, enough. I'm going to stay freaking here and I'm going to win here. How can I win here if I can't win here? So that goes on. Sophie's driving me there, this, that. I stopped the classified ads, Justin. True story, dude. Maybe I'm going to guess. Don't quote me on it. It's been a long time. A couple months goes by, or 3 months. I don't know. I hit the drug again called the classifieds. I hit a classified ad, dude, without Sophie knowing. It was that bad. Because if I hit another classified ad, she was going to leave me. I know it sounds ridiculous. And that's why I say there's an addiction of different ones. Procrastination, excuses, drugs, alcohol. There's a form of an addiction. You can decide what you're going to be addicted on. So anyways, I hit the classified ad without her knowing. And it was equipment, leasing, and finance. And it was a tagline. And I said, wow, that sounds like an interesting industry. She has no clue. But check it out, my brother. Some light came in my life. At the same time, more or less, and I'm reviewing this package without her, and it was a business opportunity. I had no money to buy the darn thing. But guess what? At the Better Business Bureau, every day they would hand the salespeople leads to call companies that they think that may have an interest in their membership. They gave me a lead, and it was the same company that sent me the package.
Oh, wow.
Now, talk about pulling the RPMs on my addiction. Forget it. I went through the roof. I didn't even know what I had to go ahead and tell Sophie. I said, Sophie, listen, I have to tell you this, but this happened. And this is kind of weird how it happened. And Sophie thought it was kind of weird too. And I'm so excited, my brother, that I'm saying this in her mom and dad's house. And it's a tiny house, man, maybe 1,000 square feet. Dixie, my mother-in-law, who's no longer here, she passed of lung cancer some years back. She's overhearing the excitement of this Bobby, and apparently she's believing in me with $1,700, give or take. And back in the day, these incredible ladies had their beeper, had 100 keys to 100 doors. They had all their belongings in their bra and their life savings. She pulls out and she says in Spanish, here. And it was give or take around $1,700. Wow. I'm fast forwarding a lot of the story, so I'm just trying to fast track it. And that was such a moment for me where I knew it was everything. I knew these people have sacrificed. They're believing in me. They're just like, it became so real. That $1,700 took me to sell for $1 billion 20 years later on my freaking terms, not on anybody's terms. I wanted to fly free. But more so, there's a lot of lessons. Before the billion, I'm fast tracking it. I exited at $250 million. It was all cash, no stock, no nothing. 600 million, and then the billion. It was in transition. I learned so much along the way. There's a lot of mistakes before that. I'm missing a whole bunch of stuff where I then fell victim, got distracted, got into some real estate. We guaranteed the company. We almost filed bankruptcy with the same company we sold for a billion. This was years prior. Whoa. We have a journey. I talk a lot about it in my book. The point I'm trying to make, I gave focus, uninvited attention focus of the issue and the stage where I'm at, the reality. If I want this, I have to win here. And I see a lot of people today, they don't do this. Win here, because guess what, brothers and sisters? The stages are endless. There's no ceiling in life. It continues to get better and better if you feed that focus and energy to really what you want. And what happened with Bobby, Justin, a lot of people disconnected from my life. I just faded. family members and friends, beautiful people, beautiful. But I had to take this journey with myself and be true because nobody I was around believed this was possible. We were all stuck. It's almost like having a crab bucket, throw a bunch of crabs in. When one, go on YouTube, one tries to get out, all of them pull them down. They don't know any better. And I'm talking about family members and friends. These are beautiful people, but we were all here. I had to remove myself from a different zip code, talk about influence around us. Not because they're bad. I just needed new information and I needed to find this. I was so eager.
Yeah, the peer group is everything. Mentorship, peer group, getting around people that have done the thing that you want to do, not people that tell you on social media that they can do things but don't have the background, right? Because everyone's an expert.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone today wants to be a social media influencer, and it's actually quite disturbing the percentage of high school students that want to become, what is their dream job? The percentage now of those that want to become social media influencers is through the roof.
And there's no enterprise value there. For the ones that want to do that, I can tell you, you can never sell it. I could have never sold my company for $1 billion if I wanted to be an influencer. There's no enterprise value. There's no scale there, guys. You're not impacting nothing.
Yeah, 100%. And it's cool that you had three bites at the apple, it sounds like, which means there's a lot of learning. I think you did great being able to get all cash on the first exit. Most people aren't able to do that. Most people, there's an earnout. They're getting, you know, some stock, or there's some sort of metrics that they have to hit in order to get different payouts. So it's kind of cool hearing that you were able to do that all cash the first time. The second time, was it more of a mix or was it all cash again?
It was cash the first time. A real quick story. It's incredible, guys. You can never stop learning. That's why I say, man, don't have an ego. It's not your amigo. It will destroy growth. So check this out. We get a knock on the door after we rebuild our business when we got distracted. We almost filed bankruptcy for stupid mistakes. Hey, we want to buy 30% of the company based on a $250 million valuation, and we'll pay all cash. We'll wire $75 million. So of course, quick to the trigger. Yeah. Well, this is going to take a long time to sell. I mean, what's the reality of that? Blah, blah, blah. Well, give or take less than 4 months, maybe even sooner, it closed very quick. Wow, that was strange. It's like exciting. And again, this is when my wife was very emotional. I was more curious. It's like, why was someone just closed so quick? Man, they must have gotten one heck of a deal. We had no clue what we were holding. We knew we had a decent company, but not to the magnitude of what the market likes, what the market wants. This other world I wasn't familiar with called multiples. How to really entice and give value to your company so it's worth X. You get on Google. That's why I love Google. You get on Google, and if you really give focus and energy to what you want to find out, you will. If you're following a lot of people on social media and you want to really give focus and energy of how to make sure you follow the right people, stop following the wrong people. Long story short, Google tells us, it's like, oh my God, we gave it away. We had no clue because the market was looking here. We were more focused on here, like your typical small business owner. We weren't building a business. We were maintaining a business. See, we used to work in the business versus on the business. There's two different outcomes. So, okay. So they had the first right refusal, meaning, guys, if you ever decide to sell anymore, we have the first right to match or beat it. Absolutely. Well, when you find out, okay, good. And again, you remember what we talked about? What you give focus and energy to, what happens? It grows. But question is, what are you going to give focus and energy to? We gave focus and energy to this area they were looking at. 11 months, practically under a year, we go back. Remember, we still own 70%. We sold 30%. Hey, guys, we're going to take 19% more off the table, meaning we're still going to own and control 51%. Perfect. We love what you guys do. You guys are rock star. Count us in. We want more of it. Great. But it's not $250 million. It's $600 million. You're crazy. You agree when you're negotiating, when you're in sales, you agree. You never push back. I see a lot of salespeople do that. So I'm just throwing gems in there. It's the power of agreeing. It's very much just that power. And I understand. Well, fast forward 4 or 5 months later, it closes. And again,
all cash.
Pretty much worked all cash. And then a few years later, we were looking to exit because we had grandchildren, our grandbabies, Ocean, who's 8 years old today, or not, she just turned 8 years old, less than 30 days ago. And Oakley, our grandson, is 5 and a half. My daughter, Priscilla, is 33 years old. She's married to an awesome husband of 9 years. My son is married to an incredible lady. and we're all healthy, happy. And remember, when you build a business, remember I talked about when people realize, oh my gosh, you mean I have to go all in? This is that sacrifice? Well, that's what Bobby and Sophie did. Now we wanted to enjoy some of the fruits of our hard-earned efforts so we can then be grandpa and grandma. Because yes, I had a sacrifice of football games, all that stuff to build this business. There is a sacrifice. There is a trade-off, guys. You can't be a head coach and build a company from nothing. I'm sorry, at least for me. I'm sure there's people out there, but not. I don't know how to do that. Fast forward, we said, you know, it's our time now. So we were negotiating at one time, $1.6 billion, $1.7 billion, $1.5 billion. It all worked out to $1 billion on the final exit of the valuation. And it was all cash based on our balance.
Unbelievable.
And then we decided that we were going to now focus on our family office, give our family, because what happens, Justin, in a lot of families, and for the ones that are curious about this, and again, invest your minutes in this. Don't spend them. Don't give them away. Follow what I'm saying. There's two families out there called Rockefeller and the Vanderbilts. Rockefellers have multiple generations and they're still extremely wealthy. They have family policy. Vanderbilts bled out all their money. They kept going to the piggy bank. Everyone kept spending the money without investing it and having policies around it. We wanted to make sure we were not going to be a Vanderbilt. So what we wanted to do is have a family office. And really, a lot of people are very selfish out there. Me and Sophie have enough money that we can do a whole bunch of things and leave nothing behind. We want a 100-year legacy plan. We want a policy. We want to make sure 100 years from now, somebody mentions Papa and Mimi. And that's a lot of hard work. There's a lot of focus and energy that goes towards here. We're being coached by some of the best. I have a personal fitness coach that I pay a lot of money. I have a family coach. I pay a lot of money. I have pretty much eight coaches that I deal with on a monthly basis to make sure to coach me in this new chapter in life. So that's why we sold it, because and we're having a great time. I'm spending more time than my children I have ever spent, and now my grandkids.
That's amazing. And by the way, this is what life's all about. It's about the time spent with those that you love most, creating the experiences that are going to be memorable.
That's freedom. That's freedom. Forget about the Ferraris. Forget about the freedom that I can go on a Monday, jump on the plane, take my grandkids to Disney World with their traveling teacher, homeschool, hit Disney, come back, do a couple school stuff, hit Disney again, you know what? And then come back at 5 o'clock on a Monday. That is what I am talking about. I am not talking about taking you out for a $30,000 dinner. I want it with my family.
That's amazing. Now, here's an interesting thing. What I have found, and the lifestyle investor community is made up primarily, it's probably about 80% entrepreneurs, 20% business executives or business professionals, could be doctors, lawyers, highly paid salespeople, C-suite executives. So 80% entrepreneur, 20% highly paid professional. Of the 80%, probably half of them have had an exit, and the other half just, they have a lifestyle business or they are working on transitioning themselves out. But the big thing that we have found is the people that have had an exit, they always think they're going to be a great investor, but a great entrepreneur is often not a great investor because it's two different skill sets, right? And there's probably a lot of lessons. If you're not careful, there's probably a lot of failures that are going to happen along the way unless you enlist help and you work on your education in this department. And I'd love to get your thoughts on that, because you have been able to figure out, it sounds like, just knowing you, you've done really well in real estate as well. But I've got to imagine there are some bumps and bruises along the
way. Absolutely. Justin, you hit it on the nail. So before we sold our business on the very first slice and then so on, we were investing our money in real estate. Today, we have a little bit over $700 million worth of apartments with no investors. It's just us, our family. We have no fund, no nothing. It gives us every single month, my wife and I, because I'm full I live in transparency because I've always been on audited financials from building that company, $500,000 a month. That's just that one vehicle. And of course, it feeds my children, my family. But you said something very important. That's why I have coaches, to make sure I don't screw it up. And I did screw it up. When I exited, my mind was a little wobbly. I was in a different ecosystem, a different environment, a different stage. It is completely night and day to this stage. So I screwed it up, burnt a few million dollars, doing it the wrong way, got back to the fundamentals. Of course, you make the mistakes. You've got to recognize that. And that's why I literally have 8 coaches and we do very well with our investments, extremely well. But you're 100% right. It's a different environment. We're in different mindset. We tend to relax really quick. If anything, Justin, I have to be more on my game in this world than that world.
Yeah. And it makes total sense, right? You've built up an expertise, like truly 10,000 plus hours. You are an expert as an entrepreneur, as someone that scales a business, as someone that has had multiple exits. You're newer at this point as an investor, right? And for anyone, any entrepreneur, like your reps are over here on the business side and leadership and vision and strategy, right? So the investment is a whole nother skill set. And I do think it's important to enlist a team, but most people, they either try and do it themselves or they try to totally outsource it. And I think your wealth creation should never be fully outsourced. You need to put the time, energy, and attention to educate yourself so that no one can take advantage of you, so that if something happens to these key advisors, that you're not so reliant upon them.
1,000%. And that's exactly what we're doing. And you hit it so well. And man, you know, I see so many entrepreneurs working so hard to get that event. And man, it takes 20 years to build it. Almost like Warren Buffett says, it takes 20 years to build a relationship, seconds to destroy it. Same thing with money. It takes 20 years to create this wealth. And literally in minutes, it could be vanished. And the same people that got you from point A to point B, it's necessarily not the same people at this stage. And I see a lot of entrepreneurs like myself continue to maybe use the same people with the old skill set at the old stage you're at, and trying to migrate them at this new area. Investing and operating business, two different worlds.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and what's really been neat is you and I met and got a chance to hang out at an event with Tim Tebow, which is so fun. We're part of a group called The Wellspring. We have mutual friends, Pete Vargas being one of them. Pete's coming on the podcast here soon too. But you know, for me in my life, my faith has been so important and it's gotten me through a ton of tough situations, both in my life or with people in my life. And it seems like this has been really something new for you, right? Your faith journey. I'd love to just hear any thoughts about that.
Yeah, man. I never believed in God. I was one up to recently. And the last time recently was we were at Thanksgiving. Not this past Thanksgiving, just in the prior. And it was at this house. And my awesome daughter, Priscilla, was saying a prayer. And it was all our family was around. And I'll never forget this, dude. I looked up saying, wow, she's doing a long one. Like being almost sarcastic, like saying, yeah, bad posture and all that. And I'm here like, man, there's a long one. When I did this, I seen everyone in a moment of God or whatever they were feeling. And I was the only one not. And this is my family, man. This is everything to me. These are the ones that I love, man. This is why I do what I do. And I felt like I'm missing something. Fast forward, a few months later, I'm in Cabo, Mexico, speaking at an event of entrepreneurs, and then finishing up doing a podcast before I was going to hop on the plane and head back to Florida. I met a gentleman by mistake on a balcony, and his name is Pastor Keith. He's out of Texas. And he's an entrepreneur. He's also in real estate. He and I started just really jiving together. Had no clue of whatever, his association, his relationship to God. By the time I left, I accepted God in my life. It was a perfect moment on the balcony, unexpectedly, and whales were breaching in the background. It was the most beautiful sunset I've ever seen. I was just present. So I accepted God in my life. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm still on this journey. The Bible's very intimidating. It's a lot of information there. I'm being guided by some incredible people. I went to Tim Tebow's event. I love Tim Tebow, his family, what he's doing so much. And me and my wife, at that weekend when I seen you, I donated $250,000 to his cause because it's incredible what he and his staff are doing every single day when no one's watching. And I noticed, man, everyone that has a relationship with God, they have this vibration as I do all about life, how they see positivity everywhere. It's like this shirt, PMA all day, every day, positive mental attitude. And it just started slowly at 56 years old, the dots are connecting that God was all along directing all this and putting me in these spots. And I used to say, man, you got to put yourself in these opportunities. God put me in those opportunities. I was prepared. And when the opportunity is there and your magic happens, I am in this journey. I'm still, you know, here. This is just all new for me. But you know what? This only that matters. It feels good. It feels good saying it, and more so feeling good. I'm saying myself, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, that younger Bobby. I'm surfing in life now, man. I'm like, I always said, I feel like I'm on a Milky Way, man, but I feel like I'm really, and then I used to be paranoid up to just recently that God forbid when my time comes, what's going to happen to my family? This, that, I just nerve wreck. I'm getting so much better knowing that it's in God's hands. And I'm not here to preach God to anybody. I'm just giving you my testimonial. It feels good. God was all along part of this. And there you go, dude. And I met you at that incredible, all these business owners with Tim Tebow in Jacksonville. And pretty cool.
Well, I think it's powerful. And I also think that what a great antidote to caring less about what other people think and living a life that, you know, is honoring and is service oriented to others. So to me, it's like, what a great way to, you know, really fight putting people on a pedestal and what they think of you and possessions and all these things, because that's not what is most important, at least for me, right?
You just led this in there. You remember I told you the story of Rusty Pelican when I was a waiter?
Yeah. Okay.
I had this Flashdance ego. You would never see me waiting on tables at that stage. I'm waiting at tables with Rusty Pelican. I'll never forget this night. There was like an eight top. It was a big top. It was eight people. I knew majority of all the people on the eight top. I used to flash dance with them. So I know the crowd. I know them all pretty well. And they have no clue. They haven't seen me for a couple months. You know, I just disappeared off the map. And here I am. They're sitting at my table in my section.
Oh, man.
Hey, no. Dude, God was on my side. I didn't care. I went there. Good. I gave them so much love. I gave them the best freaking service where I was working for that gratuity, the value. I didn't care. I was on a mission to improve my life. That's when I knew I was ready.
That is powerful. And I love those of you that are listening, you can't see this, but those of you that are watching this on YouTube, you can see Bobby's background. It's a picture, it's a painting of all the sayings, the phrases, the things that have meaning. I mean, it is unbelievable.
Yeah, man. It reminds me what's more important, how you feel, because I am very proud of myself. And for a long time, I couldn't say that.
That's awesome. Hey, Bobby, you've built an incredible life. I'm excited about the new journey and your faith and where that's going to lead you. I think it's amazing what you've been able to do in the past. I think what's even more exciting is what you're going to do to help and coach and mentor people to do it wisely, do it well, do it better than you, do it differently, quicker. You know, we've got a mutual friend in Tyler who is coaching with you and just has the greatest things to say about you and the impact you're having on him. He's actually joining the Lifestyle Investor Mastermind.
Awesome. Wow. He's an amazing, him and his wife are just awesome individuals.
We're thrilled about that. Hey, I would love to have our community support you. Where's the best place that we can A, learn more about you, and B, support you in the book Upsiders that you wrote?
Yeah. So Upsiders, I always say it's on Amazon. It's Upsiders, Bobby Castro. If you can't afford the book, DM me. I'll send you the book free. It's $14. I'm here to help another Bobby. If you read the book, check this stat out. I'm a data freak. Over 80% of books that are purchased, regardless of the dollar amount, Justin, never get open. The 20%, give or take, that do get open, the majority of them never get finished. If you buy this book, finish the book. But more so, after you finish it, read it again, because you may get some nuggets there, but then give it, pay it forward to somebody else that you know in your family, co-employee, an employee that can use it. Give it to them. You can get it on Amazon. My handle on Instagram that my son put up when I sold the company, it's Official Bobby Castro. I try to respond to every DM. I am here for a moment in time. What does that mean? I don't know, but I think God will give me that message when I do know.
That's awesome. Well, you've shared some amazing things with us here today. And I always love to end every episode with a question. I kind of hinted at it earlier. But for those of you that are listening, for those of you watching, my question for you this week is the same as every week. What is one step that you can take today to move towards financial freedom, to move towards living life on your terms, a life that you truly desire? So not one by default, like most people do, but truly living a life by design. And how can you take one thing that Bobby shared today as that action step to moving towards financial freedom? Hey, Bobby, thanks so much for joining us. This was a ton of fun, and I look forward to connecting again here in the near future.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you, man. Much love.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyle Investor Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe so future episodes are automatically downloaded directly to your device. You can also leave an honest rating and review over on iTunes. Not only do I read every single one, but it also helps me understand what content matters the most to our audience. And if you can think of one or two people who would benefit from this episode, would you mind sharing it with them right now? Who knows? Maybe they'll buy you something nice when they make their first million. If you would like access to today's show notes, including links to all resources mentioned, visit www.lifestyleinvestor.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next week for another episode of The Lifestyle Investor.
This podcast is being made available exclusively to financially sophisticated, high net worth individuals capable of evaluating the merits and risks of investments. The material presented in this podcast is not intended to be investment advice or to recommend the purchase or sale of any security, nor is it intended to be legal, accounting, or tax advice. You should consult with your legal, tax, or financial advisor in connection with any material discussed on this podcast. Past performance is not indicative nor a guarantee of future results. Certain materials discussed on this podcast may have been prepared by third parties, which have been obtained from sources that we believe to be accurate and current. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy, completeness, or currency of such materials.